Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League Podcast, Season 9, Episode number 14. I am your host, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by three special guests this week. We have the Mr. Amazing, and we have Brian the Shit-It, and the Jonathan D'Ochi, or as we like to call him, the Goatsy-Ochi. Let's get right into the results of KSL. The KSL results are in, finishing at 8th place. In the playoffs is Dave Nattingay, but he was second overall. Finishing seventh is Johnny Oberg. He was actually sixth overall. And then coming in number six is Kevin Smith. Not the Kevin Smith, but the douchebag that we know and sometimes poop on. He also finished the season fifth. And in fifth place finishing was none other than the Joseph Snyder. He was number one overall. So he had a bad season. Finishing number fourth is Mike, and he actually was the seventh seed. And then we have Dave, who was the third seed and finished third in the league. Then we had, of course, in the matchup, Tybo versus AP. Tybo was the eighth seed. AP was the fourth seed. And we have the winner on. And who is the winner for KSL this year?
Well, you already gave it away, saying that I was on and Ty wasn't, Andy.
That's true.
Now, Andy, I wanted to ask you, looking at the rankings, what stands out to you as being like the biggest shift?
The biggest shift?
Yeah. So, for example, for me, you see like Dave Nattingay, he finished second overall, but then he ended up last in the playoffs. So that means he lost three straight games.
Yeah, but I think Ty actually, I think, did the best because he actually won two games by luck and then finished second because, of course, he blew it, you know, at the end. He prematured on this one.
Well, and the other thing you got to think about with Ty also is that he won his final game, didn't he? Who did he play again, Andy? Do you remember?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, and he actually won the game before that, too. He actually won four straight to make it to the Magic.
It doesn't fucking matter.
That's a pretty big deal, too.
The deal is that he had to win, and he won out, and he got lucky, and other people had to lose. Big fucking deal.
So, Brian, what stands out to you as being like the biggest like shift?
Me.
Defined.
You realize you're not on this list, right?
Oh.
Because Brian, myself, Ty Palmer, and who's the other one?
Doug Hahn.
And Doug Hahn all did not make the playoffs, so we were not in the top eight, unfortunately.
Well, I won the right to pick wherever I wanted to first.
That's true. But Brian did win something 2 years in a row. What did he win? Brian?
The Tester League.
Brian won the Tester League. Does that mean anything to you, Aaron?
Absolutely not, because it was a test league to test out new systems.
And that's where you're wrong, Aaron. He's actually a prodigy. Thank you very much.
He won the beta. I'm sorry. He won the beta, which, you know, he won the alpha 1 year in 2002 when there were only five teams. So congratulations on that one, Brian. I've won the alpha 2 years now, 2006 and 2011. When there were 8 and 12 teams, respectively.
Well, actually, Brian is the only alpha champion and the only beta champion. So that has to stand for something, right?
He's won both.
So Aaron, I'm going to give you your soapbox right now. Go ahead and talk for the next 3 seconds. Two.
So why don't we move on to KSL news, Andy?
One. All right. KSL news. AP wins his second KSL championship, known as the Magic Cup. Will Aaron go back to back, Brian?
I hope not.
So, John, what do you think?
I think Ty's going to knock him out of the playoffs next year.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Which Ty?
I have an idea.
Yeah, which Ty? Oh, Borman. So he's saying that Borman's going to knock you out.
I have an idea.
What's that?
I'm going to make the playoffs.
Brian says he's going to make the playoffs. Is that going to happen, Aaron?
You know, I think it's possible. You know, he hasn't made it 3 years in a row. So, you know, anything's possible.
You know, broken clock is right twice a day.
Yeah.
So
eventually he has to make it, right?
Right. So I think with you having the 12th and 13th pick next year, of course, or just the 12th pick, I'm going to have to state that I don't think you're going to go back to back. I think you will actually make the playoffs, but barely sneak in. You're going to pull a tie, as that's what it's called when you barely make it in, like tied in. So you're going to pull a tie, make it in, and lose first round. That's what I think is going to happen. What do you think? Do you think he's going to go back to back in that respect, or no? Brian says no.
Now ask Brian. Brian, do you think I'll even make the playoffs?
Oh, sure.
Next year.
Why not? I mean, everybody makes the playoffs except for me.
No, Brian.
Without me there, the odds are better.
Brian, I didn't make the playoffs this year either.
So here's the big thing, actually, we got to talk about. You got to give Ty credit on this one. He goes back to back in the big game and loses both times. Is Ty Borman known as the Buffalo Bills of the KSL Sports League?
Yeah. I would have to say
KSL
yes.
Sports League, the K-20 Sports League.
K-20 Sports League. Fuck you. So is he the Buffalo Bills of our league?
Yes.
I'm going to have to say no. I think he's more like the Colts.
No, because that would imply that he's won a championship.
Oh.
No, Peyton Manning did. The Colts didn't.
Oh, that's true.
That this year.
So we got to talk about something about that Oshie probably doesn't know, but he still has the second worst regular season record in Kiwani Sports League history.
I do?
Yes. So. What is it, Aaron?
He still has the second worst. Do you know who has the worst, Andy?
Palmer.
You think Palmer has the worst record in KSL history?
Well, he did draft some player that was dead, didn't he?
He went 2-10.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about overall forever. Do you know who has the worst, Andy?
I don't know.
It's not Palmer, then, that's for sure.
It's Sean Waterman.
Oh, the first year.
He played?
He went 2-10.
Yeah, the very first year he played.
So it's still
no, dude. Someone went 1-13 though, didn't they? Peterson did.
Yes. However, though, he still had a better overall record.
Oh, that's right.
The previous
played...
years. Ochi, on the other hand, he went. His record is 6-18.
So what you're telling me is, I wasn't the lowest.
You are the second lowest.
So I can't win at that either.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. So, hey, Let's go ahead. Let's move on to the Elite League now. All right. So squeeze.
Oh, Andy, you don't want to do the next thing on the.
We're not going to do the draft.
I can do that right now.
I'll tell you right now. Here's what we're going to do.
I just drafted Dave Nanigay.
to your fantasy team. I guess
yes,
we can.
Dave Nanigay is now.
We can add him into the thing. No, in all seriousness, Aaron, we're going to do the draft in a couple of weeks after the Super Bowl.
I'll keep the names ready. Okay.
I'm going to tape it.
The champion.
I'm
going to
have my camera going, lighted properly,
right?
And I'll tape Aaron showing everyone his nuts again. Oh. Okay. So let's move on to the Elite League. Okay, and finishing eighth overall, me. I squeezed in. I was the seventh seed, but I finished last. And here's the other thing: Mike was the seventh or was the number one seed, but he finished seventh overall. That means he sucked. Basically as much as I did. And then Palmer was the fourth seed overall, finished sixth. Brian was the third seed overall, finished fifth. Snyder was the sixth seed, finished fourth. AP was the fifth seed, finished third. Dave was the eighth seed, finished second. And Johnny Obergo was the second seed and finished number one. So who are the big standouts on this one, Aaron?
Oh, that's easy, Mike. Because he lost two games in a row. And the only person he can beat is the one of the worst players in Elite League history, which is Andy Hughes.
Fuck you. So Brian, did Mike have the biggest bust in the Elite League playoffs this year?
No, it was me.
It was you?
But Oberg was the standout.
No, to start off at one and go to seven. I wasn't even in the league, and I can see that's bad.
Yeah, Brian, you were third and you finished fifth. That means you lost the first game, but you won the next two.
I was winning the whole entire way until I went to Chicago Bears games, and then I didn't get to set my lineup.
Winning.
Losing. So we also need to talk about something that's big right now, okay? Survival and Pick'em. So who won the survival? Me / Doug.
Doug is now the four-time survival champion. If you go by what Yahoo says.
Yeah.
If we go by one strike rules, though, Andy, you are. So
I get an asterisk by my name.
So we're in a pickle right now.
So
we need to figure out what to do for this.
Well, that's fine. I'll just have Doug blow me, and then he can have it. So all right. So in the pick 'em news, with 174 correct picks, we had Kevin Smith coming in third place. And coming in at second place, we had Brian with 179 correct picks. I'm sorry. And our champion, the biggest no bullish pull smoker out there, Aaron, with 181 correct picks this year. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Yay.
Hey, Andy, I wanted to let you know that this is the first time in KSL history that somebody has won two of our leagues that we've done. So like doing KSL, the Elite League, Survival, Pick'em. First time ever we've ever had somebody win two of them.
This is the first of many, right?
First of many. You know, next year, of course, I'm going to win Survival, Pick'em, the Elite League, and KSL, so I can be a four-time champion by four, you know, rings, because I have my one ring on the way right now.
Yeah, he bought a ring.
Oh, my God.
He bought a ring, so the next time he sees everyone, he'll be like, so how's it going, guys? In your face. And then what he's probably also going to do with this is that he'll have that ring, and then he'll start getting other rings just to be like, you know, he'll just get married, he'll have this ring, and he'll take that off, put the other ring on, be like, this is the most important one.
No, he'll purposely forget the wedding ring so he can use the other ring.
Yeah, which is like, can I have the...
Do you have
the
ring? I forgot it looks like
a... If you really buy... Get this, dude. If you really buy a ring, when you guys are up there, I will seriously hand the sports ring for her to put on your finger.
You give me the ring I'm going to put on her finger, though, Andy.
Oh shit! Who's her bitch of honor?
I don't know. Anyway, you know what you can do?
Pair off.
You can actually hand me that ring, and I can be like, "Oh, that one's for me," and then I'll slip it on. and then I can be like, "Oh, give me the other one."
Do you accept yourself as KSL Sports League champion? Yes, I do.
Yes. And do you, Aaron P. Hughes,
take yourself to be
the 2011 Kiwani Sports League champion? I do.
Let me think about this one.
Yeah. Yes. And not only that, Andy, but not only am I the 2006 Kiwani Sports League champion, but I'm the 2011 Kiwani Sports League champion and the 2011 Kiwani Sports League Pick'ems champion.
And which nobody cares.
That's
still
quite a feat, if I have to say so myself.
Oh, I didn't realize you were still talking. Yes, Aaron. Okay, you won. There you go. Aaron won. He won two different leagues.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's going to be like
blah,
the 70.
Blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. It's going to be like the 74 Dolphins. Remember that year I won twice? Yes. And you've had the sack over the last 2 years, Aaron. Yes. We remember that. So anyway, so let's talk. We got to talk about. We actually have a Patriots fan here. So we need to ask him, what does he think about Super Bowl 46, Brian?
Gay.
So, Brian? Do you think, who do you think is going to win this? Do you think that it's going to be a repeat of 42?
No, I think the Patriots are going to win.
You think the Patriots are going to win? So, talking from a Patriots fan, what do you think, John?
I'm not sure. I mean, if the defense can keep up, if they can keep playing the way they've been playing, I think they might stand a chance. But I don't know. I think the Giants are going to go in too cocky. I think Pat's still going to pull it out.
Define pulling out.
They're not going to get the Giants pregnant after the rape.
It's imminent.
Yes, it's imminent.
By the way, what'd you think of Manning just getting owned?
Yeah, the man pile that got on him.
he had three dudes on him, and he's like, I've had more.
Didn't even feel it.
He's like, I have two buttholes. So Brian, are you looking forward to 46 this year?
No.
No?
I'll watch it.
Who'd you want to see in it?
I wanted to see the Hardball Brothers.
That'd have been interesting.
Yeah, Niners Ravens.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Unfortunately, they lost.
But since the Ravens won, wait a minute.
Since the Patriots won and the Niners lost.
Since the Patriots won, I still wanted San Francisco to win regardless anyway, so.
Yeah, so did I. Unfortunately, I got that pick wrong.
I'm greedy. I want my revenge. I want my payback. I know it's not a 19-0 season, okay, but I still want my payback.
So let's say the Patriots do win.
Okay.
Are you going to come on to the show?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. All right, then.
We got what if they lose?
I'm still going to come on the show.
Are you going to have a dissertation ready?
Yes, I am.
Do we need to give you two legal pads as opposed to one?
Don't worry. The business will provide that.
John comes in. Here's my 440-page document of my analysts analyzing the game. Oh, shit.
It's not going to be that bad.
So, Aaron, what do you think? What do you think about 46 now?
You know, it's one of those things. I actually wanted the Patriots to go 19-0. I thought it would have been quite a milestone because I like Bill Belichick a lot and I love Tom Brady. I think that both of them are just what they do is just amazing together. And I really wanted them to get that. If they win this year, I mean, it'd be nice, I guess, but it's not going to be the same. Honestly, like, I'll cheer for the Patriots to win, but I'm not going to be cheering hard like I was, you know, back in 42.
You were cheering hard that game?
Oh, I was cheering hard. I was cheering hard. I was hard.
And see, the thing is, dude, and like, should we tell the story about what happened, what Ochi did?
Yeah, go ahead.
Aaron, do you want to tell it?
I actually don't know. I wasn't there, Andy.
Brian, do you want to tell it or you want me to do it?
Oh, it's simple. It's three words. He left.
That's two words.
He walked out.
He walked out. There you go. No, okay, so here's what happened.
Snowstorm.
Three words. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. So what happened was, so I'll just tell everyone who wasn't there or haven't heard about this yet, surprisingly. What happened was the Patriots are winning the entire time. They're like, oh, I don't even think they were down. They're like, oh, they're going to come back. Big deal. You know, it's going to be an easy win for the Patriots. And then when they scored the touchdown with only like a minute left, everyone, the entire room shut up. And you looked at Ochi and you're like, uh-oh, he's fucking pissed. He was pissed. And then when they did lose, he walked right out.
Into a blizzard.
And then I think Carrie ended up finding you, and you're so pissed off at everyone.
It was like 5 miles to my house. I walked through a blizzard. I threw my hat in a field, threw my fucking Patriots shirt over a fence in the junkyard. Carrie stopped me. It's like, hey, let's go inside and have a shot. And there's a whole bunch of giant fans in there. I'm like, no, that's probably not the best idea.
But, you know, we look back and it's all fun now. And actually, I'm not going to do what I did last time. And I was like, oh, they're going to win. I'm actually going to be like, I'm going to root for them. And I'm going to be glued to the TV. Just be like, come on, score.
Let's go Tim Brady. I mean, Tom Brady. Yeah.
Tim Brady. That'll move the chains.
I think Drew Bledsoe is going to come back and place.
He's going to come back and win it for him.
I had a dream. Okay, we also need to talk about the fact that Bledsoe handed the trophy over to Kraft, and everyone booed him.
Yeah, yeah, as soon as he said his name, it's like,
they're like, and Drew Bledsoe with the boo.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the rest of it. So.
As soon as they said Drew, it was just instant booing.
Yeah, because everyone's like, who's that turd head? And they're like, oh, boo.
Wait a minute. Funny Number thing. 11 is Edelman. That's not Bledsoe.
Funny thing is Drew Bledsoe led him to that Super Bowl before Brady because of Bledsoe got injured.
Yeah, that's the only reason Brady actually got in. It's actually kind of Tim Brady should probably thank him for that. Who's your first pick? Tim Brady. Okay, quarterback for the Raiders. So, Aaron, do you want to add anything else before we end this show?
Winning.
Brian?
Yeah, the Bears. Why in the fuck do they got to pick a general manager that was on the Bears roster before?
They picked a...
He's the lead candidate. He was on the Bears from 98 to 2004 as some director.
Oh, jeez.
Why?
And he was if it's the same guy I'm thinking of, wasn't he in Seattle for a while when they did really crappy?
No.
No, it's not that guy.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, thank goodness.
I think he was in, I don't remember his
Phil name. Emery, it looks like. Because Ruskell was the one who was with...
Right. He's not the... Yeah. He's in the running, but I don't think he's the lead candidate. I think it's that Emery guy. I think his last position was in Kansas City.
They drafted very well, by the way.
They have some good drafts. Derek Thomas. Jamal Charles.
Didn't Derek Thomas
okay,
die?
Okay. I'll give you that. And plus... Yeah.
Not that one.
So... Yeah, and we'll talk about Bears on the next show, or actually the...
Jared Allen came from Kansas City.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Okay. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. That actually put it over the top.
Matt Castle. Oh, wait, he came for the Patriots.
All right. So we're also going to we're gonna actually talk big time with the Bears also on, the, of course, our season finale of the year. So we'll actually discuss Super Bowl and also Bears news with Bears news with Brian.
Yes.
So, John, you want to add anything before we call this?
Go Pats. Go Pats.
Okay. I want you to tell me who's going to win and the score.
Oh, God. I'm going to say Patriots win.
Okay.
By the same score, 17-14.
My score, I'm going to pick Patriots 69, Giants 9.
I want that score, too.
I'm going to say Belichick 114, Giants 2.
I'm going to say Belichick gets 165 yards on the ground.
He's going to throw to himself,
yes,
for 502 yards.
While blocking for himself as well.
Yes. So Aaron, what do you think?
Winning.
Okay. No, what do you think? Who's going to win? What will be the Patriots-Giants score?
I'm going to cheer for the Pats, and I think that they're probably going to win 24-17.
24-17. All right. So that's going to be interesting to see. My realistically score is going to be 38-10.
Guess it's a little bit more Patriots?
Patriots. Yep. So we're all picking the Pats. No one's picking. No love for the Giants.
The Giants. Everyone else is going to be loving on the Giants this week.
Oh, yeah. Like, hey, by the way, I just want to let you know that if you use the coupon code Section8686, you can save 10% off your web hosting packages at HostGator.com. So I want to thank, of course, everyone for coming on. I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and any of the podcasts. And for...
Andy, I do not understand why you have to thank both. And off the mark, you only thank one of them. Can you explain to not only me, but the rest of the listeners out there, why you have to thank both of them?
Yes, explain it to the three of us.
All three listeners?
Because all three of you touch yourself at night.
So?
All the time.
The only ones that are going to listen to it are the ones that are, recording it right now. And I'm probably not going to go back and listen to it.
You never know. But anyway, so for Brian Chitty, Jonathan Oshie, the AP Hughes, and I am the Drew...
The champion, the 2011 Kiwani Sports League champion, Aaron.
And for the 2011 KSL champion and Pick'em champion, I am the Drew, and we will see you on the gridiron. What, Aaron?
You said it.
That's how it ends.
And you messed it up.
That's why. The